With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. 2 weeks after roughly 40,000 people attended the Northwest Montana State Fair and Rodeo in Kalispell, county health officials say the event did not lead to an outbreak in the county. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Over the past few weeks, the Flathead City County Health Department has been asking Flathead County residents testing positive for COVID-19 whether they attended the fair. The 14-day incubation period since the fair ended was on Sunday. To date, interim Flathead County Health Officer Tamalee Robinson says 7 people who tested positive reported attending the fair.
We would not determine that we had an outbreak related to the fair at all.
The fair attracted widespread attention after county organizers reportedly had issues enforcing mask and social distancing mandates. The fair typically attracts residents from surrounding counties as well, but none of the surrounding county health departments have publicly reported any cases tied to the event. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
A federal appeals court today denied a request for an emergency injunction to allow Montana Green Party candidates to appear on the November ballot. 2 Green Party candidates sought the injunction after the state Supreme Court allowed about 560 people to remove their names from the Green Party qualifying petitions. The state Republican Party bankrolled the $100,000 effort. It's unlikely the appeals court will hear arguments in the case before some ballots need to be mailed. Montana Governor Steve Bullock today sued the U.S. Postal Service and its chief executive for what Bullock calls unlawful actions that have harmed Montanans. Kevin Trevelin with YPR News reports.
Bullock says policies recently enacted by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy have delayed the flow of mail, including prescriptions, job application materials, and replacement farm machine parts. Bullock says the delays will also interfere with Montanans' ability to vote by mail in the November election. DeJoy has come under fire in recent weeks for removing mail collection boxes and sorting machines across the U.S., a move that surprised postal workers and lawmakers. Following public concern, including from all 3 bipartisan members of Montana's congressional delegation, DeJoy halted the removals until after the November election. Bullock's lawsuit, filed in the U.S. District Court in Great Falls, says equipment removals and other changes, like altering carrier pickup schedules, particularly impact seniors, rural residents, and tribal communities. The complaint says USPS failed to follow proper procedure for policy changes. USPS didn't return a request for comment by airtime. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.
Montana reported 66 new lab-confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus Tuesday from more than 1,600 test results. In Montana, almost 2,000 people are sick with the COVID-19 illness statewide. That includes 161 hospitalized patients. Yellowstone County announced a record high of 71 hospitalizations Saturday, including 28 county residents. 3 Yellowstone County residents passed away over the last few days due to COVID-19-related illness, including 2 women in their 50s. 119 people in the state have died from the virus, according to the state health department. School districts statewide say students have tested positive for the virus. In Flathead County, 88 students have been quarantined and 3 tested positive for the virus since school started. Millions of federal dollars for Native American communities are on the line in the U.S. Census, and tribes are racing to avoid being undercounted again. Almost all of the nation's more than 300 reservations trail significantly behind the rest of the country in the count. There have been long challenges counting people on remote Native lands, but the pandemic has dealt a new setback, with lockdowns keeping census takers away as Indian Country has struggled with disproportionate numbers of infections. Reaching a full count on most reservations now looks nearly impossible. Only 24% of residents of Montana tribal areas have been counted as of September 1st, lagging the national rate of 85%. A grizzly bear with cubs has attacked a 69-year-old man in the mountains of southwestern Montana. Authorities said the victim had been hunting near Flat Top Mountain near Big Sky when he called 911 Monday morning to say he had been attacked by a bear. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Office says he later walked out to a nearby road and waited for an ambulance by rescuers and transported to a hospital for injuries to his shoulder and hip. The man suspected he was too close to a site where another hunter recently harvested an animal. Grizzly bears are drawn to carcasses of elk and other big game shot by hunters. The Bobcat fire burning in timber and grass 7 miles southeast of Roundup is now half contained. The incident management team overseeing firefighting efforts reports 10 primary residences and 13 secondary structures have been lost to the 47-square-mile fire. Evacuation orders were lifted Monday. Yesterday's precipitation and cooler temperatures helped personnel fighting the 81-square-mile Sarpy fire on the Crow and Northern Cheyenne reservations. The fire is considered 70% contained. The 73-square-mile human-caused Huff fire that forced evacuations in Jordan last Wednesday is reported as 100% contained as of today. Garfield County Disaster and Emergency Services report local ranchers lost 200 sheep, an unknown number of cows, and 20 secondary buildings, but no primary residences. Firefighters yesterday also contained the Snyder and Rice fires that burned more than 73 square miles of pine, juniper, and grass north of Ashland. Cool, wet conditions are helping firefighters who are working a 7,000-acre wildfire northeast of Bozeman. The Bridger Foothills fire has prompted the evacuation of over 200 people since it started Friday. Today's high temperatures in the Bozeman area barely cracked 50 degrees, and overnight lows are again expected to dip just below freezing. Monday ushered in widespread wetting rains and high-elevation snow. Incident spokesperson Mariah Lucian Lonergan.
It definitely is a help. It's pretty minimal fire behavior today. It's a really good day for firefighters to make a lot of progress, both on mopping up and extinguishing embers and on fire line building.
But Lucian Lonergan says there's still a lot of work to do and warns temperatures will gradually warm throughout the week. The fire destroyed houses and structures. Officials today were still inventorying the losses and did not release any specifics, nor have they announced how the fire started.
It's still very much under investigation.
While some evacuation orders were lifted late Monday, others are still in place. Bridger Canyon Road from Story Mill Road to Sedan remains closed to non-residents. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.